It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
And we head into week 11 of the high school football season, and it is getting even crazier. Hey, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Hey, Region 1-6A, do any of you want to win the region? It's the most schizophrenic region in the entire state. You don't have any idea what to make of that region because nobody wants to take the reins. Everybody keeps slipping up when it just looks like that's the team to beat. Then they get beat by somebody else. That region is going to end up crazy. It's going to end up in one of those weird tiebreakers. You had Valdosta beat Camden, Colquitt beat Lowndes, Lowndes beat Camden, Camden beat Richmond Hill, Richmond Hill beat Valdosta, Valdosta beat Colquitt, and on and on and on we go. What just a nut house that thing looks like. Anyway, so we got a ton of games to get to. As I mentioned, week 11 of the high school football season, we will have a week 12, which doesn't happen very often because of all the storms that came through, the hurricanes. So next week, we'll have a week 12 of the regular season. This Friday night, Liberty heads to Beach. That ought to be a really good game. We'll talk about that game a little bit later, as I mentioned. Before, as most of you now know, the last segment, I'll pick some of these games. Hey, by the way, the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. Okay, so back to these games. Liberty at Beach. I just mentioned about how crazy Region 1-6A is. Colquitt will pay a trip to Chris Gilman Stadium to play the Camden County Wildcats. The one seed for both of those teams still in the mix. Both of those are still in the mix. Who knows the way that thing's going to go. Colquitt, as of late, by the way, has dominated that series. I think that Camden hasn't beaten Colquitt since like 2015, maybe 2013. Camden fans, I'm sure, will they'll send me emails and messages to let me know exactly when the last time that Camden beat Colquitt. But I think it's been like 2013 or 2015. Somewhere in that time frame was the last time that the Wildcats beat the Packers. Richmond Hill will go to the Concrete Palace to play Lowndes. Tift at Valdosta, St. Andrews at Frederica. And here it is, the Frederica Academy Knights. They get off to a rough start. And typically what Brandon Derrick does with these young football teams that he gets sometimes, they get off to that rough start, and then all of a sudden they start maturing and they start looking a lot better. Frederica's got a real good chance. After a 1-4 start, they've got a really good chance to finish at 5-5. Bradwell at Lakeside Evans. Boy, Lakeside Evans found out firsthand how good Brunswick High is last week. 61 points Lakeside Evans gave up in that football game. Now, they scored a few, but 61 given up to the Pirates. Pirates can score. I've said this all year long. Pirates can score with anybody. You cannot, the likelihood of you winning a shootout with the Brunswick High Pirates, slim and none. We'll see what happens when and if the Pirates get into a game where maybe their offense gets a little bit limited. Glenn at Effingham. Effingham's got to have it. Realistically, in that region, Effingham drops that game. They already have three region losses. They're probably done. Glenn's still in the mix for the playoffs. Two region losses. They don't want to drop that third one and then set up a tiebreaker situation where Effingham's going to have the tiebreaker over them. Statesboro at South Effingham. Another region tilt. Pretty much South Effingham out of things for the most part. Statesboro clinging to a very slim light of hope for the playoffs. Veterans at Coffee. Thomas County Central at Houston. I had Houston in my Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings last week, and then they go out and lose. I put them in, and they lose. Well, I say I put them in, but I really, you know, I've said this before. I don't just pick teams out of thin air. There's a formula that picks these teams and decides these teams are the top 10 teams across all classifications, and so this is what the rankings are. Lee at Northside, Perry at Benedictine. Boy, Perry pulled one, knocking off Ware County. Anytime that you can knock off the Ware County Gators, put a little feather in your cap because you've done something, and Perry did that. They'll be on the road this week, another tough matchup against the Benedictine Cadets. Wayne at New Hampstead. Here it is. Circle this game. Wayne has not won a game yet, 0-8. It's been a tough season for the Yellow Jackets. They go on the road to New Hampstead. This is a game that I really think that Wayne may be even their best shot of getting that elusive first win. Their schedule is just, I mean, it's nutty how hard their schedule was. They will go on the road, play New Hampstead. Warner Robins at the aforementioned Ware County Gators. Groves at Calvary Day. Groves, get ready. That one might get ugly. Johnson of Savannah at Windsor Forest. Southeast Bullock at Long County. Big-time region tilt in that region. Southeast Bullock right in the mix of the playoffs. So is Long County, who is up near the top of those region standings. Long County took their first loss of the season to Jenkins last week. I had Long in my Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We'll find out next segment if they survived that loss and stayed in the rankings. Aquinas at West Laurens, Appling at Cook, Tatnall County at Pierce County, Bacon at Fitzgerald, Berrien at Brantley. This might be a good game for Brantley to get. You know, they've been playing better as of late. Home game over in Caney Bay. I don't know how good Berrien is. I think this is my, like, a, you know, coin flip toss game. Jeff Davis at Worth County. Jeff Davis at one point was in the power rankings. They're going to have a tough time with Worth County. Central Macon at Dublin. East Laurens will head over to Jefferson County. Savannah Christian at Swainsboro. What a premier game that's going to be. Savannah Christian, the Red Raiders, you may see them next segment in the Power Rankings, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They'll head over to the Tigers' Den to try and play, well, to play the Swainsboro Tigers and try to get a win in Swainsboro, which I have said all along, it's tough to win in Swainsboro. Episcopal School of Jacksonville, Florida at Savannah Country Day. I don't know diddly about Episcopal School of Jacksonville, Florida. I do know Savannah Country Day is a pretty good team. Vidalia at Toombs, big time rivalry game. That's the kind of game that you don't like your cousin for that Friday night. Brooks at Charlton, another big time game. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Clinch at Turner. Claxton heads to Twin City to take on ECI. Jenkins County at Metter. Boy, Metter, you want to talk about a tough win. Beating MCA last week 12-6. In a defensive struggle, and all of a sudden, the Metter Tigers, only one loss on the season, and now here they are at the end of the season looking like a juggernaut, which is pretty well expected in Candler County now. MCA at Savannah, like I said, MCA coming off that tough loss. This might be a get-right game over in Savannah. Screven County at Portal, Islands at Jenkins, Pinewood at Bullock. Look, Bullock is the number one team in the GISA. You will see them next segment in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Pinewood got blasted by Frederica last week. They're looking to try to rebound and go over to Bullock and beat the number one team in the GISA. Good luck. We'll see how that goes. Bullock just finished blasting St. Andrews to the tune of 55-0, and it could have been worse than that. And they caught off the Dogs halfway through the second quarter. Did Bullock Academy, they had their JV in and their second string in halfway through the second quarter against St. Andrews. And finally, to round things out, Brookwood at Valwood. That's got a lot of implications as far as seedings in the GISA, because remember now, the GISA, they don't just do, a one seed wins the region and they get a one seed. It's not how things work over there. They do all of their rankings by the Max Preps Power Rankings. So a lot on the line in the Brookwood-Valwood game as far as seedings and maybe even a first-round bye. You know, we'll see how that goes.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The high school football season is winding down, and here are some key matchups from around the area. Colquitt visits Camden at Chris Gilman. St. Andrews will take a trip under the oaks at Frederica. Wayne treks over to New Hampstead, still looking for their first win of the season. Southeast Bullock will lock up with Long County and Ludowice. Statesboro travels to the Corral to take on South Effingham, and Glenn heads up to Springfield to battle Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
It is now time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. But before I do that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by DBM Roofing, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures, the expert team at Southeast Georgia Health System. And Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right. It is now that time. Here we go. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Okay, so let's just recap from last week to get started. At number 10, we had the Coffee County Trojans. At number 9, the Valwood Valiants. 8 was Houston. 7, Camden. 6, Long County. 5 was Pierce. 4, Dublin. 3, Savannah Christian. 2 was Bullock. And the number one team last week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings were the Valdosta Wildcats. I will go ahead and tell you the teams that fell out. We are going to have 4 brand new teams get introduced this week into the rankings. The teams that fell out: Valwood out, Houston out, Camden out, Long County out. All 4 of those fell from the top 10 according to the formula in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Now, here's the way it works. To be eligible to be in the rankings, you must be east of I-75 or roundabout. You must be south of I-16 or roundabout. This formula is not saying that if Team X is ranked ahead of Team Y, that Team X can beat Team Y. What these rankings are saying is that if Team X is ranked ahead of Team Y, then Team X has done better in their schedule than Team Y. And if Team Y is ranked ahead of Team Z, then Team Y has done better than Team Z, but not as well as Team X within their schedule. Make sense? Good. All right. So here we go. At number 10, getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the very first time since the very first week of the season, The Metter Tigers at number 10, coming off of a 12-6 hard-fought win over the MCA Buccaneers. At number 9, in the rankings for the first time this season, with a 61-34 thrashing of the formerly undefeated Lakeside Evans team, the Brunswick High Pirates get in at number 9, their first trip to the rankings this season. At number 8, coming off of a 33-7 thumping of the Camden County Wildcats, the Lowndes County Vikings make their 2024 debut in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 7, falling 6 spots, the former number 1 in the rankings, coming off of a 35-14 loss to Richmond Hill, the Valdosta Wildcats fall all the way to 7. At number 6, with a 35-14 win over the Valdosta Wildcats that I just mentioned, the Richmond Hill Wildcats at number 6, they debut in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 5, with a 14-0 win over Houston County, moving up 5 spots, the Coffee County Trojans. At number 4, moving down 1 spot, coming off of a bye, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders check in at number 4. At number 3, moving up 2 spots with a 34-6 win over Crisp County, the Pierce County Bears move up 2 spots from 5 to 3. Also moving up 2 spots from 4 to 2 with a 48-17 win over Bleckley, the Dublin Fighting Irish check in at number 2. Who'd have thunk that Dublin would have been ranked number 2 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at the beginning of the season, but they are there. And the number 1 team this week, for the first time ever, securing the number 1 seed with a 55-0 win over St. Andrews, moving up 1 spot from 2 to 1. The Bullock Academy Gators, the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. All right, so let's recap. Number 10, Metter. 9 is Brunswick. 8 is Lowndes. 7, Valdosta. 6, Richmond Hill. 5, Coffee. 4, Savannah Christian. 3 is Pierce. 2 is Dublin. And the number 1 team for the first time ever in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, which is predicated upon a formula, the Bullock Academy Gators clock in at number 1. And Bullock is for real. They are the odds-on favorite to win the state championship in the GISA. And I tell you what, I'm a believer. You know, Frederica went over there a couple of weeks ago and played them as tough as anybody has, a 14-0 win for Bullock against the hated Frederica Academy Knights. But nobody has been able to even come close to playing them that closely other than Frederica.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner Robert Sullivan. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time for back to school, time for fall, time for football, and Cunningham Jewelers has time for you. Come on in and let your friends at Cunningham Jewelers help you pick that perfect watch to help you keep time. With the best watch selection in the Golden Isles, Cunningham Jewelers has the right timepiece for you. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays. Wing Wednesdays and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
The college football world got turned on upside down this past Saturday, and I think we're now getting to the point where we're starting to separate some of the pretenders from the contenders. And so we're going to get into now where I'm going to pick a whole bunch of college football games, and I'm going to tell you who wins them, and you're going to be like, yep, that's right, because this guy knows what he's talking about. That's the way this works. All right, so number 17, Boise State will go on the road to play UNLV. I don't see any problems here for the Broncos. I think the Broncos continue to roll, and they're going to be in that conversation of, the highest-ranked team from the best conference to get in when all of that stuff goes down. That's going to get nutty. Oklahoma at 18, Ole Miss. This is probably the easiest game that I've ever picked ever. Ole Miss scores a bunch of points. Oklahoma doesn't. Oklahoma's not going to be able to score enough to be able to keep up with Ole Miss, especially at home. Ole Miss wins. Number 12, Notre Dame at 24, Navy. This is going to be a really good football game. This is going to be a defensive struggle. I like Notre Dame. Maybe a few more Jimmys and Joes than what Navy has, but it's going to be a great game. Notre Dame wins on the road. Nebraska at Ohio State. Nebraska coming off of that loss last week to Indiana, which I picked them to beat them. They did not. They're going to go to the Shoe. They're going to play Ohio State tough. This game will be closer to what people think. Ohio State finds a way to win in the end. Number 20, Illinois at number 1, Oregon. I'm not a believer in Oregon, at least not number 1 in the country. I think Oregon struggles here at home against Illinois. Good football team. Obviously, they're ranked. Close football game. Oregon by like maybe 2 field goals. That's what I'm going to do. Number 5, Texas at 25, Vandy. Finally, the AP puts Vandy in the top 25. Long overdue. They'll be at home, and Nashville Commodore Stadium will be rocking as they host the former number 1 Texas Longhorns, who have now fallen to number 5. They catch them reeling, hoping to beat them again right after Georgia humbled them last week. I don't think it happens. I think Texas gets their act together, tries to make a statement, and tries to make an example of Vanderbilt. I like Texas big. Florida State at Miami. All the prestige of that game has pretty much gone out the window because Florida State stinks. They'll go to Miami, who's ranked 6th in the country, and I look for Miami just to open up a can on the Noles. Number 8, LSU at 14, Texas A&M, a battle of SEC unbeatens. The last two teams in the conference that are unbeaten in the conference. Not overall, they both have one loss, but as far as in the conference, of course, LSU took the loss opening week to USC. Texas A&M lost to Notre Dame week 1. So the winner of this game pretty well gives themselves a really good inside track to getting to Atlanta. LSU's schedule, even if they were to win, is still tough after Texas A&M, but A&M's schedule isn't. Their schedule lightens up considerably, and they haven't played a hard one anyway. I like Texas A&M at home at Kyle Field to knock off LSU, And they, I said this at the beginning of the season and nobody wanted to listen to me. Texas A&M will be in Atlanta. Texas A&M will be a college football playoff team. They'll prove me right by beating LSU. Three, Penn State at Wisconsin. Write this down. Upset alert. Wisconsin knocks Penn State at Camp Randall from the ranks of the unbeaten. Write it down. Kansas at Kansas State. Big time rivalry game, in-state game. Kansas State, probably a much better football team than Kansas. I'll take Kansas State. SMU at Duke. What a weird ACC game, right? Give me SMU, I guess. I wouldn't be stunned if Duke won the game. In the SEC, Arkansas at Mississippi State. Arkansas has shown flashes, and then they have shown stinkiness. If that's a word, if not, it is now. So I will take the inconsistent Arkansas Razorbacks to beat Mississippi State. I think they're a little bit better. Auburn at Kentucky. Give me Kentucky. All of a sudden, the seat's getting really hot for Hugh Freeze over on the Plains. In the ACC, Louisville at Boston College. Give me Louisville to win the football game. Even though they didn't do what I said they were going to do last week, I still think they're a good football team. They'll get it done against Boston College. Georgia Tech at Virginia Tech. Georgia Tech needs one more win to become bowl eligible. They'll get it on the road in Blacksburg by beating the Hokies. North Carolina at Virginia in the afternoon nap game. Give me North Carolina. Most people will sleep through that one. Wake Forest at Stanford. Give me Stanford. I think Stanford's a little bit more physical than Wake Forest. Oregon State at Cal. That's an ACC game, even though it Cal's at home all the way in Berkeley. I guess give me Oregon State in that football game. Yeah, that's what I'll do. In Conference USA, we already saw earlier in the week, Kennesaw State gets their first win of the season by beating Liberty 27-24. And in the Sun Belt, Georgia State goes to Boone, North Carolina to play Appalachian State. Give me Appalachian State to beat the Panthers. And those are your week's worth of games. And I'm telling you, these are the picks. I've got my eyes most. The game I'm more intrigued by than the rest is Texas at Vanderbilt. Can Vanderbilt show that they are for real? And if they are for real, Tech beating Texas sure would be a good way to prove it. It will also get them bowl eligible.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489. With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. Over $69 million in sales already for 2024, there is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at duckworthproperties.com, or check out our Facebook page, Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices, right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Trex decking needs. Low maintenance and no painting. And of course, go Dogs!
As I said earlier, last week the college football world got flipped on its head. Several teams went down, including none bigger than Texas losing to Georgia. And not just losing to Georgia, but getting throttled the way they did in Austin. Georgia going there on the road and rolling the Longhorns. The game score, Georgia won by two scores, but the game was not really that close. You know, Texas threatened for briefly there in the second half, but then Georgia put the game away and just dominated in the first half in particular, and in the fourth quarter as well. The big story out of that game, of course, was the bottle throwing incident where the refs just totally whiffed and changed a call that's non-reviewable to appease the fans. And you heard Kirby Smart come on after the game and really just let in to the officials and talk about that call. And there were several others too that he referenced. But that can't happen in college football. You cannot be held hostage by a crowd. So shame on you officials by doing that. And I hope that the SEC addresses it and gets the thing right so that we don't ever have that situation crop its ugly head again. And, you know, the Texas Longhorn fans, you know, basically they just got upset that their team wasn't as good as they thought they were. You know, their best wins probably, I don't know, Michigan maybe. And, you know, Michigan's not very good. So anyway. All right. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you my top 12 for the week. Again, because of the way the playoff format is set up, your conference winners are going to get your bye. So you could end up having, you know, a team get in that's outside of the top 12, but just ranking 1 through 12, it's kind of the way we do things now because of the new playoff system. This is what I got. At number 12, I think now the front runner in the ACC, the Clemson Tigers. I have them at number 12. They've looked pretty good ever since that opening week shellacking that they took at the hands of Georgia. They haven't looked nearly as bad as that since that opening loss. First week of the season. So I've got number 12, I've got the Clemson Tigers, and I believe I've got two ACC teams in my top 12. Clemson's one of the two. At number 11, I've got the LSU Tigers. For now, again, in the last segment, I picked Texas A&M to beat them, which I think they will, but just looking at what LSU has done versus what Texas A&M has done, LSU's schedule's been a little tougher than A&M's, so because of that, I've got LSU at number 11, but I don't look for them to stay there. At number 10, undefeated BYU. I think that comes to an end this week. I think UCF will knock off BYU and remove them from the ranks of the unbeaten and all the talk of them being in the top 12. At number 9, Indiana. Look, I was floored. I didn't think that Indiana was going to beat Nebraska, and they did. You got to start paying attention to Indiana. They've got another tough game this week. Eventually, does anybody really believe that the Hoosiers are going to stay unbeaten and find their way into the Big Ten championship game? My answer is I don't. But for now, Indiana keeps winning, so I've got them ranked at number 9. At number 8, Iowa State. That's a good football team. That's a really underrated football team. That is your Big 12 favorite, is Iowa State. Think about what I just said there. Iowa State is your Big 12 favorite. And as a matter of fact, they're the only team that I have ranked inside my top 12 that's in the Big 12. I gave them one. The conference gets one. I had a conversation with a good buddy of mine, one of my college buddies, about which conference was the worst. And knee-jerk, I was like, oh, it's got to be the ACC. And then he started talking Big 12. And I was like, you know what? You're right. It's the Big 12. They're the worst conference as far as the power conferences go. At number 7, Tennessee. Got them inside the top 10. Big win over Alabama. Tennessee fans have been on cloud 9 all week long. And we've heard nothing but Rocky Top. And on my social media, I've got a few Tennessee fans on my social media. And oh my gosh, they're still posting about the win against Alabama. Congrats. It was a good win. At number 6, falling from number 1, the Texas Longhorns get rolled at home by the Georgia Bulldogs, and they fall all the way down to number 6. I do not look for Texas to be in Atlanta. They still have Alabama on the schedule. I think they've got Ole Miss as well. Texas, I don't see them being there in the end. At number 5, Ohio State. That lost to Oregon a couple of weeks, which put Oregon at number 1, a couple of weeks ago, which put Oregon at number 1. I do think Ohio State, though, will find their way into the Big Ten championship game. At number 4, the Georgia Bulldogs. They are, in my poll, they are the highest one-loss team that I have ranked. Every other team I have above them is undefeated. I do think that in Atlanta, Georgia will be there in the end. I think their schedule from here on out is pretty favorable. They do have Tennessee looming, and that will be a big one. But for now, at number 4, the Georgia Bulldogs. By the way, when Georgia and Tennessee play, that will probably be an elimination game, and the winner will probably head to Atlanta. Tennessee very much in the mix as well. At number 3, undefeated, the Miami Hurricanes from the ACC. You know, we're heading toward that Miami-Clemson showdown in the ACC championship game. That should be a pretty good one. At number 2, the Penn State Nittany Lions is who I have at number 2, despite the fact they've beaten nobody, they played nobody, and yet they have managed to remain undefeated. They haven't really struggled either in some of these games. They're beating teams that they should beat, maybe not as badly as you would expect, but they're still winning comfortably. At number 2, I've got Penn State. I actually look for them to get beat this week. And the number 1 team, if you want to call them that right now, the Oregon Ducks. Not a believer, but right now with that win, you know, that Ohio State win is propping them up, and they are undefeated. So my number 1 team this week is Oregon. I think they'll struggle this week, but I do like them to remain unbeaten. And I personally think you're going to see a rematch of Ohio State and Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. So those are my top 12. I'll recap for you. At number 12, I've got Clemson. 11, LSU. 10, BYU. 9, Indiana. 8, Iowa State. 7, Tennessee. 6 is Texas. 5 is Ohio State. 4, I've got the Georgia Bulldogs. 3, I've got Miami. 2, I've got Penn State. And the number 1 team in my rankings for this week, the Oregon Ducks, even though I'm not a big believer in the Oregon Ducks. And I want to just go back to what I was talking about to open this segment when I was talking about the Georgia-Texas game. Georgia went in there, and everybody on every national network picked Texas to beat Georgia, despite the fact that the folks in Georgia, who I think most folks in Georgia know more about college football than any pundit that's on any network that claims to, but all of those folks picked Texas, but all the Georgia folks knew, we all knew that Georgia was going to go to Texas and beat Texas. Now, did I think that Georgia was going to roll Texas like they did? I was a little surprised. I really was. But everybody in the state of Georgia knew that Georgia was going to go into Texas and they were going to beat the Longhorns and knock them from the ranks of the unbeaten and knock them out of that number 1 spot. That was just, it was a formality is all that was. Absolute formality. We'll see how Texas responds against Vanderbilt. Go Commodores!
Yeah.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're gonna need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about their keg selection too. Locally family owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for the specials on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, great news! Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork, pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Max's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us. 912-342-7967. And give them a like on Facebook.
How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
What a perfect song to lead into Halloween weekend, right? Although, like, next weekend's Halloween weekend, but still a good song to get you in the mood for Halloween. Halloween, by the way, my favorite holiday, by far. It's not even close. Yeah, I mean, Christmas is up there. Christmas is more fun now because as an adult, you know, I have a small son, so that makes it all the more fun. But Halloween, that's my jam. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by DBM Roofing, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures. Okay, so high school football kickoff rolling right up on us, and so I'm going to pick some games for us. All right, Liberty at Beach. I like Liberty to go on the road and beat the Beach Bulldogs. Say that three times fast. Colquitt at Camden. This is a huge, huge game in that region. Camden's got two region losses. Colquitt only has one. Colquitt still, I think, has an inside track. Valdosta lost their starting quarterback in the first quarter against Richmond Hill. And remember, Valdosta beat Colquitt. I don't know what the status of Valdosta's quarterback is, if he's out for the season or if he'll be back, but he did not finish the game against Richmond Hill. If that's the case, you know, Valdosta still has Lowndes coming. I've said this all along, that I don't feel like that Colquitt is the same Colquitt that we're used to, but man, they sure did play Valdosta tough at full strength. I think this is going to be a really good game. Give me Colquitt to go into Chris Gilman and beat Camden in a really close game, but I wouldn't be stunned if Camden found a way to beat Colquitt and then just throw that whole region just up in the air, giving Colquitt its second region loss. I think that region is going to come down to, like, maybe you'll have a team with the one seed with one loss, maybe one with two with a two, and then I think you'll have 3 and 4 that will have both 3 losses, and then all sorts of tiebreaker stuff's going to come into the equation if that's the case. Richmond Hill at Lowndes. Richmond Hill, of course, upsetting Valdosta, putting themselves right back in the mix of things. Lowndes, the only loss they have is to Colquitt. They throttled Camden last week. Give me Lowndes at home. Going to the Concrete Palace is not an easy place to win. Lowndes has played much better than what I thought they were going to. Give me Lowndes to get the win over Richmond Hill. Tift at Valdosta. Tift pretty much has fallen out of things. They'll be at Bazemore Hyder. Give me Valdosta to get that game, healthy quarterback or not. St. Andrews at Frederica. Boy, Frederica all of a sudden looks like they've hit their stride here late in the season. St. Andrews has not looked very good this season. Give me Frederica to win under the Oaks or in the Bloody Marsh, whichever you prefer. Glen Academy at Effingham. I said this earlier. It's a big game for both schools. Glen Academy does not want to drop their third region game and then have Effingham have the tiebreaker over them, both with 3 losses. If Glen beats Effingham, Effingham's pretty well eliminated. I don't see a 4-loss region team getting into the playoffs. So it's a must-win for Effingham to keep their playoff hopes alive. It's a chance for Glen to really establish themselves and stay in the playoff mix. Give me Effingham at home. I'll take Effingham to beat Glen. Really close football game. Statesboro at South Effingham. I think Statesboro goes over there and gets a huge W, keeping themselves inside the playoff race within their region. South Effingham hasn't looked very good this year. Veterans at Coffey. Veterans, it's going to be a long night. Give me Coffey. Thomas County Central at Houston County. Again, I had Houston in my rankings. They lose. I think they're about to lose another one. Thomas County Central beats Houston in Houston. Lee at Northside. Give me Lee County. I'm a big believer in Lee County. Give me Lee to knock off Northside. Perry at Benedictine. Boy, Perry showed me something the way they handled Ware County last week. I think Perry's going to go to Benedictine, and I think Perry's going to beat the Cadets in their place. Wayne at New Hampstead. It's been a miserable season for the Yellow Jackets. They'll get some type of silver lining tonight, being able to beat New Hampstead at home. Give me the Yellow Jackets to go on the road and get their first win of the season, and they will party like it's 1999. Warner Robins at Ware. Winning in the swamp is tough. Warner Robins is a good football team. You know what? Give me Warner Robins to go to Waycross and beat the Ware County Gators. It will be a really good football game. Southeast Bullock at Long County. Long County's had a really good year, Cinderella year. I've said all along, Southeast Bullock is a good football team. The clock is beginning to strike midnight. Long County might be turning into a pumpkin. Give me Southeast Bullock to beat Long County in Ludowice. Appling at Cook. Give me Appling to knock off Cook. Tattnall County at Pierce. You don't go to the Bears Den and win. It just doesn't happen. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There are exceptions and outliers to every rule except gravity and winning in the Bears Den. Just doesn't happen. Bacon at Fitzgerald. Give me Fitzgerald to get that W. Berrien at Brantley. Berrien will be in Caney Bay. Davis Shore is beginning to show some strides over there in Nahunna. Give me Brantley at home. I'll take the Swamp Birds to get a W against Berrien. Jeff Davis at Worth County. Jeff Davis is going to have their hands full. They're a good football team. So is Worth. Worth, I think, is a little underrated. I like Worth at home to beat Jeff Davis. Savannah Christian at Swainsboro. What a great one of the premier matchups in the state, despite of classification. Savannah Christian goes to Swainsboro, also a very tough place to win, but the Red Raiders have had a great year. The Red Raiders look like they are legitimate state championship contenders. Give me the Red Raiders. Yep, give me the Red Raiders to go beat Swainsboro in Swainsboro off of Highway 1. Vidalia at Toombs. They don't get more heated than that. That is a big-time rivalry where cousins won't like each other for the week. Give me Vidalia. Give me Vidalia to beat Toombs County. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. On the road, by the way. Brooks County at Tarleton. Tarleton's been kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team all season long. Brooks County has looked really good. They're not long off the win that they had over in Homerville not very long ago. Give me Brooks County, and I don't think that game's going to be close. You know, they beat Clinch County shortly a couple weeks ago. Brooks County over Tarleton. MCA at Savannah. MCA coming off that tough loss to Metter. This is a get-right game for the Buccaneers. They'll go over to Savannah, and they'll blast Savannah. Give me the Buccaneers. Screven County at Portal. I like Portal here. I like Portal at home. I still think Portal's had a couple of disappointing losses through the season, but I still think Portal's a good football team. They're at home. Give me Portal. Pinewood at Bullock. This game will not be close. Bullock at home. That is a tough place. Boy, that place over the last 3 or 4 years has become one of the premier venues in the entire state. It's a tough job to go to Bullock Academy and win a football game. And Pinewood doesn't really have the Jimmies and the Joes that Bullock has, at least in my opinion. Give me Bullock, and give me Bullock in a rout in that football game. So here we go. High school football. We're week 11 starting to wind down, and we are moments away from kickoff. And yeah, here we go. Let's go. Friday night.
Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The high school football season is winding down, and here are some key matchups from around the area. Colquitt visits Camden at Chris Gilman. St. Andrews will take a trip under the Oaks at Frederica. Wayne treks over to New Hampstead, still looking for their first win of the season. Southeast Bullock will lock up with Long County and Ludowice. Statesboro travels to the Corral to take on South Effingham, and Glenn heads up to Springfield to battle Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.